The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions expressed by Rob Black and his guests are not necessarily those of KDOW or its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision.
Welcome in, Rob Black and Your Money. I'm Rob Black, talking money, investing, and more. How are you? Show dedicated to getting you to retirement. It's golden age of investing in a lot of ways. In the last 20 or 30 years, we've seen commissions on investing go from $200 to $300 a transaction all the way down to free ETFs and index funds. Trades can be as low as $5 when you have to absolutely have something individualized. It's a good time to be an investor. The 90s, we basically saw the tech boom, which computers got faster, smaller, cheaper. That led to workplace productivity gains. And then we came up with something called the internet, which led to a whole new world. So the 90s and the tech revolution that started there created a lot of millionaires and some billionaires. Hopefully your 401k has benefited in the last 20 to 30 years. Recessions happen on a pretty regular basis. And they kind of mess up that tech expansion, the technology expansion, the communication equipment expansion, the infrastructure expansion, the economic expansion. Recessions happen and they're normal. We will have another one. Typically, they happen every 4 to 8 years. People have to live through 4 or 5 of them to really get a good feel for, oh, that wasn't so bad. Recessions in the modern era, in the last 100 years, have become less severe. The severity of job cuts and job losses has trended down during the recessions until the last one. And that kind of reversed the trend, where we had the Great Recession, where we got unemployment up to 10 to 12%, depending on the color of your skin. It was pretty bad out there. A couple things that I could tell you. Biggest mistakes people make. If you can eliminate the mistakes and just play the game, you'll win. Same thing tends to happen in football, baseball, most major sports. Games aren't won, they're lost. Live within your means is the number one mistake I see people make. Not living within their means. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. I did it, fallen in love numerous times in my life. You would have thought I was made of millions of dollars. Failure to set goals. This is a big one. You and your spouse are going to fight unless y'all work together. And one of the areas where you need to work together is goals. Another big mistake people make is not realizing that they're going to get old. And their body's not going to work like it used to. I get up every day 4:15, 4:30, and I hate it. And as I get older, I hate it more and more. And Lord, let me thank you for Saturdays, and may they remain my friend, because I work all week long, and I do like the Saturday sleep in. So we get older, we don't realize it, and that's a big problem. And the reason I say that is because it gets expensive on the healthcare side, and there's no more cash coming in. So you can't really fix that mistake of, like, you totaled your car and for 45 days you're going to eat ramen noodles. Top ramen. 3 for $1. And you can say, okay, I totaled my car. The deductible is $1,000 or $500. I'm going to eat crap food for the next 30 days. So you can't do that when you're older. Reagan lived 93 years old, 33 years after he retired. 10 years of very bad and expensive health. He was luckily, fortunately, a president of the United States. So he got that free health care. That was also pretty good health care. Can't let our royalty suffer in dignity. So 10 years of health care will easily be $1 million+. Unless, of course, you live in Oklahoma. That's a knock, ladies and gentlemen, to all the people from Oklahoma. Now go brush your tooth. Your one tooth. Another mistake that you tend to make is failure to create and stick to a budget. But that's kind of living within your means, isn't it? too much debt. I just took on another mortgage. Good God, what am I thinking? Like, I was skating. I was like, what do I do with an extra $200,000, $300,000? And, well, I spent it on a place that I'm going to stay maybe 10 weekends of the year. Maybe. Failure to maintain cash reserves, super important one. I've always done pretty well with the cash reserves, but sometimes it gets a little tight. My emergency money is my emergency money. Another mistake people make is not only do they think that they're going to live forever and be in good health, some people make the mistake of you don't realize that you're going to be disabled in your 30s or 40s. And disabled, you're much, 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 much more likely to happen to you than to die. So getting disability insurance is super important. I've worked with companies that have done tough mutters before, and I'm like, if I do a tough mutter and I get hurt, are you paying my workman's comp? And they're like, you're not invited. So suddenly I got uninvited from a tough mutter.
No.
Because I asked the question that was a little too close to the company CEO. And I'm not going to do a tough mutter. If I do a tough mutter, I know me. I'm going to be the guy who faced down in mud. First obstacle, right? I don't have the best luck. I'm pretty honest about that. I honestly, like I said, if I was in a Mad Max universe, I'm the white puffy governor that gets sacrificed by the bad guy in front of the good guy and the hot woman. I'm the puffy guy who betrays his people and takes an arrow in the head. So disability insurance is super important. And for the record, I'm not clumsy. I'm just saying that I'm the guy who I get the feeling if I were to jump out of an airplane, I'm going to get stuck. Like hanging onto the back of the plane, and I'm not going to be able to jump out. The wire's not going to release me. I'm going to just be flopping back there for weeks and weeks and weeks. My instructor will jump out, and he'll be fine. But I'm just going to be flopping in the back of the plane. Another huge mistake I want you to avoid. And again, the whole point of this is avoid these mistakes, and you're probably going to retire with a lot of money. Is failure to update the will or the trust. That's an important one. Because I didn't have the best relationship with my father. My father was a mean, mean alcoholic. And when I say mean, he wasn't like violent. He was violent emotionally. He wasn't there. He was checked out. He did two tours of war in Vietnam. And I think that kind of destroyed any chance of him being a normal dude. But in my 20s, I didn't want to leave any of my money to my family. I had no care. So I'd do it to a girlfriend. I started with Juliet. We went to Amanda. Then there's Cindy. And then, like, you get married and you're like, let's go take a look at my Smith Barney account. And you're like, Amanda's name is on the beneficiary? I haven't even talked to her in 18 years. That's a big mistake you want to avoid. Try to get the glasses that work on the long distance in investing. Don't wear the glasses that are all caught up in the short term. I'm Rob Black.
Catch Rob Black and Rob Black and Your Money live on the Bay Area airwaves. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 on AM 1220 KDOW. And streaming live on the KDOW radio app or KDOW.biz.
And don't forget the weeknight replay at 7.
I'm Rob Black talking money, investing, and more. There's so much going on. In the headlines, I would imagine it's pretty tough to be an individual investor. You get things along the lines of headlines like bond market. Is it in a bubble or not? And then you're like, what is a bond market bubble? You kind of get an internet bubble, right? You kind of see Yahoo going from $10 a share to $250 a share years ago. And you're like, well, maybe it'll go to 260. And that's when you start getting that bubble mentality. You're like, it doesn't even make sense that it goes from 10 to 20. That happens once in a lifetime for some people. 10 to 250 doesn't happen all that often, and we're seeing it happen again and again and again sometimes. A lot less so now than back in 98, 99, 2000. So you still have those bubblicious. Remember that bubble gum? Man, that was delicious. There's still a rumor. Do you remember when there was a rumor that there spider eggs were bubblicious?
Really?
I'm showing my age. But you get the idea. I think you get the idea. Maybe you don't get the idea. Bubblicious. So there used to be like 100 internet stocks that were kind of crazy. Now you're looking at Tesla, you're looking at Amazon. You can't really say that about Apple because you see a PE there. And PEs have always been the groundwork for, well, there's some reason there. There's some earnings in that price. So you don't really know what a bond bubble is. And you keep hearing, you know, the headlines are pretty scary. North Korea warns of nuclear war at any moment. I don't know. We keep knowing in our history that they threaten, they never deliver. Will they ever deliver? And maybe that would be the way for us all to end. I think there was a movie, and forgive me if I'm incorrect about this one. Was it called Miracle Mile with Anthony Edwards? It wasn't Miracle Mile. Maybe it was. It was. It was a 1988 film. And it was kind of fantastic. The premise was, what if you and I are sitting in a cafe, we're on a date, and the phone rings. And on the other end of the phone is someone that says, we just launched the nuclear bombs at North Korea. They've launched them right back at us. We're all going to die. The bombs have been sent. And you don't know if you have an hour to live. I don't know if you have 10 hours to live. You don't have the person on the end of the line. It's crazy. What's fantastic about the movie Miracle Mile, and since it's 1988, there's a spoiler alert coming up. It's 30 years old, okay? 29 years old. It's Anthony Edwards with hair. It starts with them meeting at the La Brea Tar Pits for a date, and it ends with their helicopter as they're fleeing the city of L.A. in the middle of the night, crashing in La Brea Tar Pits, and they die. And there is a nuclear war. The whole time you're like, I don't know if there is, I don't know if there is, and I don't know if there is, I don't know if there isn't. In the last 10 minutes of the film, you start seeing the real missiles like showing up. And, you know, it was well-crafted in the sense, and maybe a little heavy-handed, that it starts with a date at the La Brea Tar Pits where, you know, dinosaurs kind of got wiped out, right? Or I don't know. What's the meaning there? But it ends there, too. Anyway, long story short, sometimes it feels like the headlines feel like that. And maybe that's how North Korea ends things. And maybe they throw some nuclear weapons at us. And maybe all this doesn't mean anything. But then again, what if it does? What if they do back off? I'm hoping you're invested. And I hope you're thinking for the long term. So 800-516-1220 to get your calls on the air. A couple other concepts and ideas to chat about, in my opinion. It is a pretty scary headline market, but you still have to kind of craft ahead through it. And I'm hearing more and more talk about Ford and GM, and what does the 21st century look like for them if we live in a world where people stop buying used cars? And you're like, wait, why would people stop buying used cars? And, like, you're already ahead in the story, like, okay, people are going to be car sharing, they're going to be in the big cities, and you're like, wait, can you say that not buying used cars part about again? So, information moves kind of fast, right? So Ford is doing cost cuts, they're shifting resources, there's big issues with NAFTA, you know, will we or won't we, what's happening with Trump there or not? I've heard Canada and Mexico, you know, they're starting to retool as if we're negotiating in bad faith. Ford's talking about more smart cars, of which I have a Toyota. I hate their smart dash. They've got some sort of system called Intune, which is just trash compared to, it could be Apple or Google's interface, and it's not. Damn you, Toyota. And maybe my next vehicle, if I ever buy a next vehicle, will be more of a smart car, because Ford started to talk about smart cars, right? So, RBC Capital Markets is talking about Ford, and he says the CEO of Ford's got a great, solid long-term vision. Doesn't sound kind of weird? A U.S. auto giant having a long-term vision, because don't they make cars? It's a $13 stock, and it feels like it's been a $13 stock for a while. And yeah, there's going to be moments where you look at it, it's a $10 stock, and next thing you look at it, it's a $14 stock, but it kind of still feels like a $13 stock. So if there's tax reform, Ford would be well positioned if Americans have more money. There is growth components in Ford, and some people want Ford and GM to spin those growth components out. Are they further along in electric cars? Are they further along in self-driving cars than we know? Probably. Every now and then we get a glimpse of things along those lines. Will there be a turnaround in the company? Yeah. Will it be a growth company again? Can they kind of be a Tesla, a poor man's Tesla? Perhaps. And then you look at the valuation, the dividend, and you go, that's attractive. But they're not there yet. And Warren Buffett once said, turn around, seldomly turn. And there's some truth to that, right? So when someone becomes, how shall we say, a sloppy homekeeper, they're probably going to be a sloppy homekeeper forever. When someone shows that they can't keep a budget, they're probably going to be bad at budgets forever. But early on in the relationship, it's like, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Do, 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 do. Anyhow, so Ford, I'm not ready to buy it. You have, Warren Buffett once said, you have like, pretend you only have 20 punches on your punch card. Play that way. And I kind of agree with it. So I have to pass on Ford. Could it go from 13 to 20? Sure. Will I miss it? Yeah. But I'm not ready to buy into their long-term vision yet, even though there's a juicy dividend and a cheap valuation. I don't see the leadership yet. But again, I'm not following it on a day-to-day basis, 10 hours a day or anything like that. You could be smarter than me. If you work hard, that's what succeeds on Wall Street. Sweat equity versus brain equity. I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial, money, investing, and more. Love the world.
Want the podcast with music? Find the link to the other version of the podcast by going to Rob Black's Twitter. His handle is at Rob Black Show. Listen to Rob Black and Your Money weekday mornings, 7 to 9 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome in, Rob Black and Your Money. I'm Rob Black. Happy May Day, May Day, May Day. It's not May Day. But we are at the end of May 2018. Whoa. That basically means we've gone through January, February, March, April, May, 5 months of the 12, right? Have you maxed out your 401k? Have you taken care of yourself financially speaking? Have you started thinking about taxes this year? Because we're halfway through the tax calendar. Not halfway, but pretty darn close. Deal or no deal? Howie Mandel wants to talk China. You're saying Howie Mandel wants to talk about China? Okay, I might have made that part up. But
say what?
Donald Trump's talking China. And something he's saying right now is that the deal may be too tough to get through, a deal with China. And I hate this. Because earlier this week, a deal looked like it might happen. Now, stocks fall as optimism fades over the trade talks. Earlier this week, stocks rocketed. And that's why a lot of people start thinking... that's why a lot of people start thinking that Wall Street's rigged. And I hate that, because it's not. But the same story, if you're listening too carefully, is a problem. 800-516-1220 to get your calls on the air. KISS bassist Gene Simmons. He wants to rock and roll all night and party every day. I was afraid of KISS in the 1970s. I was a young boy who was afraid of metal bands. Don't know really what that means, but then KISS comes out with that rock ballad. Is it a rock ballad? Love ballad? Where Peter Criss from KISS sings to his wife, Beth, I hear you calling. And they softened, in my view, and I was able to like KISS and start buying their 45s. For those of you under the age of 30, please go Google, what the heck is a 45? Then after that, check out what a 33 and a third is, as far as technology goes. So Gene Simmons in March stepped in as the chief evangelist officer at a Canadian medical marijuana company called Invictus MD Strategies. Now, Invictus is a big player, and weed and marijuana, you're going to hear a lot about it. It's a lot like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. All right, this segment sponsored by Matthew McConaughey and weed. So there's a company called Invictus. But Gene Simmons, he's good TV. You know, someone like CNBC, CBS, they're like, can we please get this creepy old guy who's got kind of creepy old guy hair, and he's got creepy old guy sunglasses, and he used to be a rock star, and he talks about how great of a rock star he was and situations like that. right? I know you're saying you were afraid of this band. Yes, yes. Second grade, okay? But Gene Simmons also has a really incredible straight edge to him. He doesn't drink. He doesn't partake, so to speak. So he never got super high, super drunk. He never rolled anything, smoked anything. So he says, now again, now he's a spokesperson for marijuana. Okay. So that makes me go careful. Careful. A lot of talk about like the next big investment in Bitcoin, the next big investment in weed, marijuana. So be careful. As you're pretty, so be wise. You don't know nothing about this guy. Italy without the euro. Oh, Italy. Remember a couple years ago, I got into trouble because Greece was planning on leaving the euro, and they probably should have, because they're not much better off today than they were then, other than a rising tide of economic activity has lifted all boats. Now, Italy's looking over at Greece and going, hey, let's see how that worked out for you, because maybe we want to leave the euro if it can help us with our borrowing costs. Borrowing costs. You know, they say the United States always pays back our debts until we don't, right? Greece borrowed money for the Olympics, and Greece borrowed money to continue to evolve as a country, and then they had to pay it back, and they couldn't. So higher interest rates right now are going to be hurting anyone who's borrowed money and needs to replace that borrowed money with future borrowed money. So you kind of see how the world starts to change in a low-rate environment versus a high-rate environment. Starbucks in the news. Excuse me. They're winning the in-store mobile payments war. And what's interesting is they're beating Apple, Google, and Samsung at their own game, so to speak. So Starbucks mobile payment system is to be used by 23.4 million Americans this year. Apple, about 22 million. And Alphabet, about 11 million. Samsung comes in fourth with 9.9 million. So every now and then I kind of remember, go through my phone, go through my credit cards, and spend my points. Because those are money. So it's like PayPal. Everyone's paid me, you know, I'll collect fees for the soccer. I'll collect fees for the soccer. And they're like, whoa, I got $1,500 sitting there. Don't forget about that. So Starbucks is extending its lead on getting people to pay with a mobile app. That app's popularity exemplifies yet another successful technological initiative that they've been able to pull off.
Would you like some coffee?
I would like some coffee, to be quite honest with you. A little bit of rain in the Bay Area, and a 45-50 minute commute turns into a 65-70 minute commute, and that coffee is long gone.
He forgot his latte.
Oh, God. Some of the audio drops, I don't know.
I was going to make so a NAFTA's a job.
NAFTA's a big story right now, right? North American Free Trade Agreement. Are you a little tired of it? The Canadian banking giant, Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, has made adjustments in its investment portfolio because of things that are going on with the U.S. and China and the U.S. and NAFTA. So some analysts have, you know, tripled their holdings in Apple, raised their investments in Amazon. Should a dispute, why? Because should a dispute with China hit full steam, they think Apple could be one of the companies feeling the crunch, while Trump has singled out Amazon for tweet lashing. Interesting, right? Taking it to kind of a different approach. 800-516-1220 to get your calls on the air. Anything you want to talk about, we can talk about. Money investing and more. Housing starts came out pretty good today. Oil's playing with $80 a barrel. Comcast is in advanced stages of preparing a superior all-cash bid for Fox Assets. Now that would have some... Not only do you have to raise the cash, but that's like a big tax bang. Disney stock offer would allow Fox to spin off its assets tax-free, while a cash offer from Comcast would result in a taxable spend. So it better darn well be superior. Fantastic, wonderful. Disney agreed in December to acquire the assets from Fox for their movie business and take a stake in Sky Television for $52 billion. So today you're seeing Netflix move higher because everyone wants to be Netflix. That's why Disney wants to buy Fox. And that's why Comcast wants to buy Fox. And it's called a generational asset. And think about that and think about you. What is a generational asset? One that lasts or one that took a whole generation to build? Yep. Inflation's coming to the United States. That's the expectation. And interesting conversation I had with a coworker in television yesterday. She goes, my kid goes to London, a college in London. And she wants to know if she should prepay her tuition now because of the stronger dollar versus expecting a weaker dollar where she gets more, quote unquote, bang for her buck. Interesting, right? People are starting to think like that. Now, are they thinking, do I have enough cash for my retirement? Probably not. We'll see. I want you to pay a lot of attention to marketing and advertising and products and CEOs, because that's when this whole investing thing becomes a charm and it becomes fun, is when you start seeing, you know, Deutsche Bank saying they're going to consider cutting 10,000 jobs. And instantly I go, that's interesting. Higher interest rates, good. And cutting jobs, good. Wall Street likes job cuts. Not me personally. I'm not a jerk. I'm not trying to say, you know, glad people lost their job. I've got my job, and that makes me look better if someone else has lost their job. And in the world of Rob Black, the haves versus the have-nots, I'll take being a have. Yeah, there's a guy on CNBC right now who looks like he is a sausage with a neck. He's talking about Italy. So you're going to hear more about Italy failing and leaving the EU. And guess what? It's going to scare people. Do not go out in the woods tonight. So Victoria's Secret, we've had some stories recently. And I know you're saying, where are you going to go with Victoria's Secret? Well, recently we've had stories like McDonald's going with paper straws. And just companies really doing the best that they can to pay attention to millennials. Because millennials, if you are perceived to be doing wrong, they don't want anything to do with you. So Victoria's Secret was founded during one sexual revolution. It's not clear whether it'll make it through another sexual revolution. It's still the dominant lingerie company in the United States. But if you take a look at the way they market and advertise, a lot of people have a lot of negative signs with it. A lot of younger people today want lingerie brands to be more about real women's bodies and sex appeal. So L Brands is trying to figure this all out because they come from the generation of the skinny, tall supermodel. And millennials don't want that. They don't want it. They don't see the celebrity in skinny. So Victoria's Secret was founded in 1970. They got to change their brand, their marketing. Otherwise, they're not going to be relevant. I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial, money, investing, and more.
Don't forget, there's another hour of today's show to listen to. Find it now at KDOW.biz or on the KDOW radio app.
I'm Rob Black, talking money, investing, and more. My number one goal is to get your retirement, to try to show you flags of why you should stay kind of excited about the markets and show you flags of why you should get a little bit more pessimistic, even though I don't want you to be greedy or fearful. But it's not that tough to say we've had a great, amazing run on Wall Street for 9 years. You've crushed the housing market. You've crushed the stock market. I'm talking about the stock market. You've crushed the housing market. You've crushed the bond market. And if you got caught up in the media attention on FANG, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google, you probably did pretty well and accelerated your retirement date forward. But then there's stories like today where you see, you know, Trump thinking the China deal may be tough to get done. He just wants to look tough. He wants to come out of it and saying, you know, holy mackerel, it was one heck of a fight, but the Donald did it. Bill Gates told a terribly funny story about Trump, and I've not been a big fan of Trump as far as The Apprentice, and I don't really believe in the whole art of the deal thing. I don't think he's really into anything. I think he was a kid that his daddy died and left him a lot of money, and I think he's done well not to mess that up. But neither here nor there, right?
I won.
Buyers beware. Bitcoin scams now are popular with a very high risk of cryptocurrency fraud. Crackdown on cryptocurrencies are starting to become a little bit more common from the United States, from Canada. And you have to watch out. Like, there's some companies out there with names like Crypto Cashback, Crypto Secure, and Think Coin, and UB Coin, and Leverage, and Rob Black Coin. Wait. Rob Black Coin? No, that's not one. But it could be.
Really?
Really? I'm so happy that The Voice and American Idol are over. Just give it to me. That's a good thing, and society can move forward for a couple weeks, couple days, couple minutes.
And now the winner of You'll Never See Again. Okay, could happen, I get it. So one of the things that fears me the most about retirement is, do I have enough? There's that meme going around of you should have two times your income by age 35. But more important, there's just a lot of questions on, like, how does that fit into my life? And does that sound about right? And, you know, can I invest in this market? But healthcare costs are going to run you for a couple. If you're healthy right now and you're 65, you need about $280,000 from 65 until the day you die to cover your healthcare costs. Death is not cheap. I was watching an old episode of 6 Feet Under a couple days ago, and it was back in the first season, and a guy's brother dies, and he's just like, I hate you funeral home people. I've been through this before with my uncle, and you charge too much money. Death ain't cheap. He's like, just leave my brother in a box. I kind of like that. I want to be buried in a cardboard box in the backyard. One day for a raccoon to dig me up and drag my body through the house on Thanksgiving. Oh no, it's Dad! He doesn't look very good. The projections are that a man is going to need about $133,000 for healthcare costs in retirement, and women about $147,000. And that includes things like premiums and cost-sharing provisions and out-of-pocket costs. And again, do you think healthcare is going to get more expensive or cheaper? Back in 2002, a retiree couple would spend about $160,000 a year, $160,000 total in retirement and healthcare. Now that number is up to $280,000 15 years later. That's a big jump. Especially if you, like, again, if you don't want healthcare in retirement, I get it. I get it. But you're going to need healthcare in retirement, is my assumption. So you got to think about that. Women are saying, I don't want to have babies. More women are saying, I don't want to have babies because student loan debt. It's interesting that a person who has their own wedding business doesn't even want to get married, in large part because of the student loan debt. And so kids are expensive. You know, people will say things like, I can't imagine having a child and have to pay $600 a month for, you know, my student loans. But when you have a kid, those diapers are pricey. And the day your kid stops using them, you're like, woohoo, I can max up my 401k again. And what else is pricey? You know, the food. And it all shifts around. Like, early on, it's all about daycare and diapers. Then it gets into sports and clubs, and those aren't cheap. Then it's going to get into food of a teenager, and that ain't cheap. 42% of women have more than $30,000 in college debt. And credit card debt's obviously grown as well, compared with just 27%. 42% of women have college debt, more than $30,000, but just 27% of men. That's a good thing and a bad thing. Women are going to school. They're getting advanced degrees. They're paying for the advanced degrees with loans. Down the road, they should be able to get higher-paying jobs with the quote-unquote advanced degree. A startup that helps women understand fertility, a company called Future Fertility, Future Family, said 44% of women said they had student loan, and that half of those women say their loans are affecting their decision about having kids. Is it fair? I'm not going to talk about that, but we need those kids. Those kids are future taxpayers. So I'm not going to go say make babies, but you get the idea. We need babies. Elvis needs boats. We need babies. We'll take a break here. I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial, money, investing, and more. Find me online at Rob Black Show, Twitter Rob Black Show, YouTube Rob Black Show.
Where investors rule. You're listening to Rob Black and Your Money on AM 1220 KDOW.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.